Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. And, folks, tomorrow night, it's Tuesday, the 5th. The 5th, that's a super...
Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday, yeah, it's called. Anyhow, the Geauga County Right to Life, the great Geauga County Right to Life. Listen, we have... Let me tell you about Geauga County Right to Life. I just want to say this because we have a wonderful, wonderful president and vice president. And Carrie Brockman is a real lady. I mean, and I got to tell you, I was a part of those that I served four terms as the president. And you know, we were kind of worn out. And Carrie didn't really want the job, but we talked her into it. And what a sweetheart. What a wonderful lady she is. And she took the job, and she's done a wonderful job. And she's had as her, right there as her sidekick, none other than Jim McNeil. He has been working. Those two have done such a great job together. So I just wanted to say that because she's been doing such a great job, and I never hear her really get credit. But tomorrow night, candidate nights for the great Geauga County Tea Party meeting. And, folks, I hope you'll be there. That's at 8200 Cedar Road. That's 8200 Cedar Road at the Metzenbaum Center there in Chesterland. Also, don't forget, time is running out to register for bringingamericabacktolife.org. Bringing America Back to Life. If you go up to bringingamericabacktolife.org, and you can register there for March 8th and 9th. It's the largest, Joe, it's the largest pro-life conference in the country. And it goes from 8 in the morning to 9 at night. And that's to be held at the Embassy Suites there at Independence, right off Rockside Road. Again, that's this coming Friday and Saturday, and I will be there, Lord's. I know that, Lord's willing, I'll be there most all day on Friday. And then also I wanted to tell you this happening. This is a lot of good things happening. Steve Krause, Justice, Truth, American Values, and that's also Saturday, March 9th, and that's going to be in Sandusky, Ohio, and we'll start at 3, from 3 to 6 p.m., at 6011 Milan Road, Sandusky, Ohio. And that's Justice, Truth, the American Values. And it's a patriot meeting. So if you're out there in that area, get on over. All righty. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Oh, yes. Hunter Biden and his great lie that he never would have dropped a laptop off at a small computer shop. But it was Wayne Barnes, a retired former FBI agent with extensive experience in analyzing signatures, told Just the News that the signature affixed to the laptop repair receipt matches the signature affixed to other documents signed by Hunter Biden. But he's running around and saying, you know, did you ever drop off a laptop at a repair shop? Matt Gaetz asked him when he was being interviewed. He said, I dropped off a laptop at the Apple repair shop 3 blocks from my office in Washington, D.C. If I was ever going to repair one, I would have walked up the street and dropped it there. Notice he goes, I dropped the laptop off at Apple. And then he said, but if I ever was going to repair one, I would have dropped it off there. So he's saying two things at once. And then he said, I don't remember. The Apple store is the largest in America, blah, blah. If I were going to drop off a laptop, and I don't remember doing that, but if I was going to drop off a laptop, I would have gone to the Apple store 7 minutes from my parents' home. So he can't. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. It seems to be a Biden trait. Can't remember, don't know.
Yeah, it is. But let me tell you, I remember hearing him say when he was asked, I think it was Comer. I'm trying to remember, but he was asked if he dropped that off, and he said he didn't remember. It could have been because when he was doing drugs, when he was high on drugs, he might have done that, but he don't remember doing that. So he's changing the story up again, isn't he?
Right, but again, he goes back, but I don't remember. If I was going to do it, I would have done it here. So he's, you know, I did it, but if I did it, you know, he can't make up his mind. He's just trying to, if you can't dazzle them with your brilliance, baffle them with your Bravo Sierra.
Right, well, here's the thing. You know, he'd probably be smart to go ahead and plead guilty. And that way,
reason
that
of way, sanity.
Well, no, that way, no. Joe Obama, while he's still there, could go ahead and pardon him.
Pardon him, right?
Unless he's planning on waiting to the last minute.
Yeah, something okay. Like that. Yeah, they're hoping they can still talk their way out of it, and the government will protect them. And it's a mess. Anyway, did you hear Nikki Haley got a primary win?
Yeah, I could. The devil himself. The devil himself. listen, if the Lord Jesus and the devil were running for the primary in Washington, D.C., the District of Crime, the devil would win that.
She won the District of Crime, but she only won 63% of the vote. Even in crooked D.C., she only got 63% of the vote. I found that amazing, because half the time they get a jury, they're always in lockstep. So there's actually a couple of people that didn't want her.
That is amazing there, because, that city is so corrupt.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Today, with a little humor, we've got to have it once in a while to keep our sanity, right?
We do, but here's some good news. it's not really good news, but this is from Live Action News. Recently, multiple news stories have emerged in which pregnant women have been killed in various tragic situations, often by domestic relationships, violence of some sort. In many cases, the person responsible has been charged with two deaths, the woman and her preborn child. Live Action took to the streets of Las Vegas to see how people responded when asked about whether or not a killer should be charged with murder of a child in the womb, presenting interviewees with a number of questions before ultimately asking, is abortion homicide? Now, here, Live Action's interview first asked, if a pregnant woman is murdered, do you think it's just for the judge to charge the criminal with two murders, one for the woman and the other for the baby in the womb? When probed, do most people acknowledge abortion is murder? To this, the response unequivocally agreed, yes. The question then was asked, if the boyfriend of the woman and the father of the child doesn't want to raise a baby, does he have the right to kill the baby if the baby is unwanted? Again, the answer is resounding, absolutely not, says one man. He does not have a right to kill a baby of the womb, adds another. Now, didn't God settle this?
God settled that a long, long time ago, before he ever made creation.
My good friend Randy Terry was out here a couple of weeks ago with us, and when I mentioned to him, Randy, because of the media, because he knows he's been attacked by the media so often, when I mentioned to him that the fact that people are so oblivious to, so ignorant of God's word. The Bible says these women that abort their babies deserve to die. The wages of sin is death. And you find that in Genesis 9, verses 5 through 7. And so when I said that to him, you know, he says, now, Pastor Ernie, he doesn't want the women to die. But anyhow, his intention, I asked him, Randy, when the Bible says if you take those that offend a child, one of these little ones should have a millstone put around their neck. Millstone weighs 4,000 pounds and thrown into the sea. What happens then? He says, they die. So didn't God mean what he said? He said, yeah, he did. But see, he was trying to...
Right?
Yeah. I understand why he was doing it. Randy's a strong pro-life advocate. And what he's trying to do is he wants to show these people... The Communist Party, the Democratic Communist Party, the party of death. They are the party of the death culture. They are the party of death. They are the party of sin. I don't care what the sin is, they'll embrace it. No matter what it is, they'll embrace if it's a sin. If God's Word, the Bible, calls it a sin, the Democratic Communist Party, people like Jamie Raskin will embrace that. Now, here, when I told him that, he had to agree. And then I lost my train of thought all of a sudden. But anyhow, that's it. It's the wages of sin is death. And I tell you, you know, in the prisons, Joe, when an abortionist goes to prison, they have to put him in solitary confinement because even the pedophiles in there will go after, they'll kill an abortionist.
Is the most hated person then probably in prison.
Yep, they are. And so, anyhow, folks, that's reality. You have to understand. God's Word, the Bible, you know, we're here to tell you what you need to hear when you've killed those babies. Now, on the other side of that, there's the only remedy for sin is repentance. The only remedy for sin is repentance.
Like we the have, Bible study, the first word that Jesus said in his ministry was the word repent.
And I'll say this, some of the most pro-life activists that we've had over the years out there are these women that have killed their babies but repented of it, asked for forgiveness, and they've come and asked me for help. And I've prayed with a number of them that have come. They've come to... Well, they've come and asked me to pray with them. They've come to repent. And in fact, I've had several.
And they go out and they work so hard to stop other people from making the mistake they made and going through the pain that they suffered.
I'll never forget one Saturday morning, and it was exactly 10 o'clock that I stepped to open the door, and here... On my desk there, was the clock, and it was chiming 10 o'clock. Phone rang, and it was a woman named Linda, and she said, you don't remember me, but she said, I'll never forget you. And she said it was exactly 10 years to this very time, 10 years ago today, this very time that I met you. She said, I came to the preterm abortion mill. She didn't call it a mill, she called it a clinic. And she said, you told me that day that if I went in there and killed my baby, I would not have a good night's sleep. I would hear that baby crying in the night. And I laughed at you. Well, you were right. She said, I haven't had a good night's sleep since that's happened. She said, it's been 10 years to the day. And unless you can give me a reason, this will be the last day on earth for me. I can't take it anymore. I said, I'll give you a reason. I'll tell you what you do. You come to church tomorrow morning, and I'll give you a good reason why you need to keep living. And she was there. She repented. And a couple of the women who also had killed their babies were there. They took her to the side and counseled with her. And she went out to become an activist. And so we praise the good Lord. There are people that, you know, that repent, even though the Word of Faith movement says repentance is not necessary for salvation, huh? Or forgiveness.
Well, we know better than that. I've got, like you, stories like that. My wife and I were on the board of a pregnancy crisis pregnancy center and maternity home. And we got a call from a doctor, a hospital, and he had a patient, and would we take his patient? I was like, what? Lady had had a couple of abortions, and she changed her life and calmed down from wild party lifestyle, a lot of things, and found a good man and got married. And they were going to have their first baby, and she saw an ultrasound of the baby that she was going to have. And all of a sudden it hit her, the two abortions she'd had, and realized what abortion was. She saw this live baby kicking, and she really freaked out. And they tried to medicate her. They tried everything, and she was just a total wreck. They were really worried she was going to lose her mind. And so a couple of our ladies went over and got her and brought her over to the maternity home and made a room for her and came in, and we talked to her, read from scripture, and the ladies told their story. And anyway, she, like your story, she repented and confessed that how sorry she was, and, you know, Lord, to forgive her. And it was like everything changed. This person was totally incoherent, just totally crazy, hysterical. It's hard to put in words, you know, screaming, upset, suicidal. And, she was able to find peace and realize God was going to bless her with a healthy baby and a good husband instead of cheating boyfriends, and turned her life around. And it wasn't too long after she had the baby, she came and became a member of the organization we were with, and wanted to counsel young girls that were pregnant and thought about abortion. So there's some marvelous stories out there, and they don't get in the news. They don't get told, and there are so many wonderful Christians out there doing the Lord's work that don't get credit, but they get plenty from the Lord, and that's what counts, right? They lay up the crowns and treasures in heaven.
You're absolutely right, and right now that are corrupt, the completely, totally corrupt Merrick Garland has set his thugs after pro-lifers out there in Tennessee and in Washington, D.C., well, of course, all over, but that all they've done is go to the bloody abortion mills, and they're trying to use RICO or FACE charges against these people for saving babies. These people that would do that are cowards. And I mentioned and I called them out before on the air, and these district attorneys by name, as being coward and you know, just cowardly and ungodly. And, you know, we pray that the Lord would bring them to repentance or remove them. Just take them out, because these are wicked, wicked people. And here they're going after, just like the J6ers here, right here in front of me. I've got a picture, ear-piercing noise. There's a Gateway Pundit, it's an article. And here, through D.C., it shows a picture of this guy. They've got one of the J6ers. They've got him strapped to a chair, and they've got these big speakers, and they're blasting, torturing sleep-deprived J6 political prisoners for weeks.
Yeah, that's a communist government. That is a corrupt dictatorship, communist type thing. That's not supposed to happen in America, folks. We're losing this country, and people better wake up. There's a communist revolution taking place. And here's the story that matches both of the ones you just said. Biden DOJ prosecuting journalists for January 6th reporting. He was handcuffed and arrested over what they call misdemeanor, shackled by the FBI for his reporting. And they're, you know, arresting journalists to preserve democracy. That was what Donald Trump Jr. said about this. And they had to bring him into court. They had to shackle him like a violent criminal. And he's supposed to possibly be released with a hearing scheduled for the 14th of March. But he was working for the Blaze publication. And he's been trying to find the truth about January 6th. And he came out and said the government's targeting for it. And he was charged this last Friday with four misdemeanor related to January 6th coverage. And he turned himself into the FBI in Dallas. He saw the stories about them raiding the homes in the middle of the night with 20 armed guys and tanks and everything else. So it just, this government is so corrupt, folks. We've got to get them out of office if you want to save this country. We will not make it if we don't make a change of leadership very, very soon.
Absolutely. Here's a picture of the J6ers brutalized and tortured for exposing the corruption within the Bureau of Prison System.
Yeah.
And the Department of Justice.
I don't want to see that either in D.C., the most corrupt place in the country, right?
Absolutely, it is. District of Crime. And you've seen, we've had some of those folks, were able to get the telephones. We've had them on the radio program, and because of that, they were put in the dirtiest prison they have there. Unbelievable. I'm looking here.
If we've got time, I've got one story I really want to get out. Folks, this country has done some of the dumbest, craziest, stupidest things when it comes to national security, national defense. We've done many stories in the show. I've got one more for you. China, as you know, dominates the global mineral production, rare earth minerals, as well as some of the others. And the United States is vulnerable to a cutoff of all these minerals. We've allowed our military stockpile of what we had to totally dwindle into almost nothing. Right now we're short on certain missiles, you know, munitions, all kinds of things. But more important than that, our ability to produce more hinges on the fact that we don't have any more of the minerals necessary. The U.S. depends on China. We depend on Russia. We have in the U.S. a shortfall of 69 minerals. Most of them are used in weapons production, like one you probably never heard of. Bismuth is used. It's not been mined. It's not stockpiled, but is extremely necessary. I don't want to go into what it's for because that's more confidential. Then there's a alloy called niobium, used in super alloy and steel. We haven't mined it since 1959. It's not stockpiled. We don't have any more of it. So here it is. NATO, we could get this stuff from our allies, right? Well, NATO is in shortage, critical shortage of these materials. NATO has limited mineral production all across Europe. The European Union imports almost 100% of the metals it consumes. So neither the European Union or its member countries have stockpiles. Canada doesn't have stockpiles. Great Britain doesn't have mineral stockpiles. So here we have China produces most of the ones in the world, and the U.S. relies on China for almost all of its minerals, including lithium, cobalt, rare earth. And then find out, guess what? It imports all its nickel, titanium, aluminum, and uranium from Russia. Now, Pastor Ernie, when I read that, I about jumped out of my seat. We're importing uranium for Russia. Do you remember something about Hillary Clinton about uranium in Russia? I went livid. Why don't you take over at that point? Explain what Hillary did for us.
Well, Hillary sold 25% of our nation's uranium sold the stockpile that we had to Russia at a time when we're short.
Yeah.
And here again, Hillary and of course Obama was in on that deal too.
Yeah. She had to get his approval to do it. Yeah.
Yep. And so.
So here we are. You know, almost everything we need for our national defense. We also need most of these rare earth minerals for things like cell phones, computers, our whole communication.
But here's the thing, Joe. Here's the thing.
Computing.
Okay, Joe, listen to me. Joe, if on your farm, right there, out there where you have on your farm, you have a gold mine, Joe, but you're hungry and you're. All your animals have died, and you have no money, and you're poor, and you're starving. But I tell you, Joe, the gold's there. But, Joe, you know, I'm going to see if I can maybe borrow some gold from Washington, D.C. Now, would that be a smart thing for you if you have a gold mine right there, Joe?
To not buy it from somebody else, right, or borrow with the promise to pay for it in the future.
There's huge deposits of those rare minerals here in America.
Mm-hmm.
But
uh-huh.
we're not. But because of that stupid government that we have, the Democratic Communist Party, folks, remember to thank those people. Remember the ones that had the Biden signs in the yard. When all of this, you know, you ought to, when you see them, thank them for the high prices. Say, you know, I'm spending 30% more for things. Thank
rent,
you for
food, yeah. Electricity, yeah, power.
Yeah, yeah. You need to remind them. You know, it's because they're responsible. You see, many of them just, you know, they think they vote Democrat because they were told it was supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And so, anyhow, don't forget to thank them for that. But that's what happens. We have all those, just like all of the gas and the oil and things that we have here, and yet we import.
Right, we can't get our own oil out of the ground. We can't conduct pipelines. But just think of it this way: China has hacked into us, in our government, into our military, into our businesses. We've lost extreme amount of value in our high tech world of information. This information warfare. We've by shutting down our mining, our exploration for oil, for natural gas. I mean, this country has done everything possible to make us the most vulnerable if war breaks out. Like I said, right now we are low on munitions. We are low on a couple specific missiles that are being used up. We can't produce them as fast as we're using them. We have sold our land to China and other countries. We are in debt to China. We have borrowed money from the Chinese. A lot of our manufacturing comes from China. The things we need are medicines. 80% of the medicines you take come from China. The minerals we need to make cell phones and televisions and communications and computers, most of that stuff is all supplied by Russia or China. We are dependent on all these things from our enemies. I looked at this. How stupid can America be? I go ask your neighbors. How stupid are you? How stupid are we for letting this happen? This didn't happen just overnight. The Democrats have been doing this to us for a long, long time, Pastor Ernie and I. Look what they're doing now. We put out the warning. Look what China's doing with the Spratly Islands and different things for years and years and years, and we keep doing the stupid things. Well, someday, when things go bad, we're not going to have any resources to fight, and the only thing America will be able to do is surrender. And, Pastor Ernie, you've talked about that before, and it's the gospel truth.
Yep, that'll happen.
We don't change things.
Yeah, if they don't wake up. Now, there are... Here, we're seeing growing pockets, especially when you have tactical civics. That is growing. That is moving quickly. But I don't know if we have that kind of time left, Joe. You know, the opposition, the deep state, the Democratic Communist Party, Joe Biden, and listen, we've told you before, the leadership there is just, it's, Joe is flush with pedophile. It's just, they're flush with pedophiles. And what's happening with all of, you know, what's coming across the border, all of that stuff is orchestrated. Joe Biden has taken his orders from the communist, Chinese communist government. He owes them. They bought him. They own him. They've admitted that. This is why his...
There's a lot of other Democrats and Republicans that have been doing the same thing, including Mitch McConnell, you know, and many others.
Yeah.
Making fortunes off of our stupidity.
And the country, and we're dying. Well, America has forgotten her God. It's a spiritual. She's dying spiritually, Joe.
Exactly, and that's why all this is happening. That's the one thing that we had that made us superior to the world. We had a God who loved us, who would protect us and blessed us. And when we turned our back on him, he's turned his back on us. It's called judgment. And if this nation doesn't repent and turn to him, that is the only thing that will save us, is recognizing what we've done, repenting of the sins of our stupidity, greed, corruption, and asking for forgiveness and asking God to basically save us from ourselves.
And we'll be right back after this.
None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depths of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehood till wrong looks like right in their eyes. For all of those with eyes that can see, whose spirits are quickened by words they can hear, the truth is alive and he lived as a man whose life was a gift to this world. And if he has called you, this mystery will soon be revealed, and it will set you free. The truth will set you free, just like he set me free. Jesus, the darkness, who stumble and fall. Your shepherd is searching, he's calling your name. He's seeking you out night and day. And if you should hear his sweet voice, let him guide you today. Because he is the way. The day who patiently wait for his kingdom to come. Your sins have
have been cleansed by the blood of a man whose death on the cross paid the price. There's only one name, and it's only through his sacrifice that we obtain his life. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, came from the Father and laid down his life. He is soon to return for you and me. Jesus the way
Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the light. And do you know what, Joe? Hey, Joe, have you ever heard of a rape tree, Joe?
I think I have, yes.
Okay, well, while President Biden and his fellow communists attempt to paint their border policy as loving and compassionate, yeah, thanks to all the, well, to Catholic Charities and Lutheran Charities and so on, the reality couldn't be further.
The NGOs that are fomenting all of the illegal immigration in this country.
And making tons of money off it, too, aren't they?
Yes.
Working right along with the drug dealers and, you know, and, oh, well. Anyhow, rancher John Ladd owns land right next to the border of Mexico and Arizona and has been taking pictures of different spots near the border, according to Daily Mail, including with pictures of his cattle and the border wall erected during Trump's time. There is one far less positive. That's a rape tree, he said, showing a photo of the tree with the clothes where around it. Now, it's an interesting thing because these women know they're going to get raped. So they go and they purchase, pills.
Pills, yeah. Abortion pills, RU486, things like that.
Yeah. So they know they're going to get raped in order when they come through there. Ladd shares that the women who come across get raped by their guides and that the tree seems to be a common place where it occurs. Even worse, the shown by the rancher isn't the only one of its kind. Many others by the border see similar scenes of female clothing tossed into the bushes. So what they're doing here is when they rape them, they hang their panties on a tree. It's kind of like a trophy or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they're putting up trophies, kind of like other rapists. If you notice, most of the rapists save a little something from every rape to remember, fantasize.
Right. These local cartels charge $6,000 and one rape for these women to come across. $6,000. Now, here's the thing also, what he's telling you there, that these are all military-age males, but he found on his... Now, this is just the one man, just on his property alone, he's found 17 dead bodies. 17
just on
dead,
the one ranch, right?
Yep, just on the one ranch. And that's... Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden. Joe Biden is responsible, his policies, and he's obeying Obama and the communist Chinese. But anyhow, do you know what's happening, Joe? Do you know what's happening in Edmond, Oklahoma at the high school?
Edmond. Oh, I've got several school stories. No, I can't remember which one that one is.
Well, what's taking place there, they had a fundraiser, and the fundraiser they took.
Oh, that one, yes.
They had little kids, elementary school kids, and they filmed this, and it was on, actually shown on TV, licking the toes of the high school kids.
Actually, I checked that out, and they were all volunteers, and it was middle school and high school children.
The kids were volunteers, all right, because they told them they could do that. You know, look, we're talking about
butter. They put peanut butter and were licking it off the other students' toes for a fundraiser to raise money.
Joe, promise me you'll never do that.
Don't worry. No, I don't have to promise. There's not a chance in you know where.
All right. Well, do you
but
know?
The parents that went along with this, I think the school said none of the teachers or administrators knew what they were doing, which shows lack of watching over the kids on a fundraiser. So that bothers me if they didn't know what was going on till after the fact. You know, you don't turn a bunch of young people loose without some kind of supervision. So that whole thing, there's problems on about five different levels there.
Yeah.
Story.
Yeah. I tell you where there's another problem. Have you ever heard of a company called Mythical Creations?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, Mythical Creations, they create child sex dolls, little child sex dolls, right? And so now they've even gone farther. They're creating child sex dogs. They're into bestiality now too. But Catelyn Roper, an advocate against sexual abuse and the author of the book On the Intersection of Technology and Sexual Exploitation, has raised serious concerns regarding the company's latest product line. And this one has the customized canine sex dolls aimed at zoophiles. Oh, brother. The company Mythical Creations came under fire before manufacturing and selling child sex dolls to pedophiles. Roper brought attention to the issue on X, calling out the company's disturbing expansion into realistic dog sex dolls.
I bet there a whole thing behind it. They thought if we give them these artificial dolls, they will use that to play out their sick fantasies and leave real children alone, right? I'll bet that's behind it. That's their excuse.
Yeah.
But it sounds more like the more you feed the fantasy, the stronger the fantasy becomes, the more dangerous I think it is for children and other living things.
Well, do you know who thinks that's perfectly all right there in the state of Kentucky? Karen Berg, a state senator.
Democrat, I'll bet you money, Democrat.
Yeah, she's a Democrat, all right. And she doesn't refer to them as pedophiles. She refers them to what?
Minor-attracted persons.
Minor, yeah. She said that there's nothing wrong with that for these minor attracted persons. Unbelievable. And so,
well, it's a crazy. Oh, in fact, I've got a follow up on the story I just did. There's another story out, and China, you know, I just said controls most of the world's rare earth metals, has tightened its restrictions on the export of the technology related to refining these rare earth minerals. And these are used in automotive and cell phones, like we talked about. China has put a ban on the export of germanium and gallium, two metals crucial to the manufacture of what? Advanced computer chips. And guess where the United States gets almost all of its germanium and gallium that it uses? Can you guess?
Boy, that's a hard one, Joe.
I know. Think real hard. Maybe the word China comes to mind. So here we is. the Earth, now the rest of the world is sending most of its ore that China doesn't have is all going to China because China refines 90% of all the rare earth metals in the world. And now that puts China in a position to decide who is going to get any of these metals, or if or when they get them, that word if. So I thought just, interesting. And we've just, one of the last private rare earth mines in the United States was closed recently, just last year, by the government.
Well,
I don't know what to say. I look at some of this stuff and I just go, what idiot in his right mind? Well, right there explains. Nobody in their right mind would do this kind of thing to the country, right? Unless you hated America, unless you wanted to see America collapse, crumble, not exist. Those are the only people that would want to do things like this.
Yep. Again, Joe, we've been telling it for the last 4 years, ever since Joe Biden works for, he is not working for America.
Yeah, somebody will start to believe that sooner or later, huh?
Yeah. We keep trying to tell you, do you see what's happening? Do you see what they're doing? And it looks like more and more of them are starting to believe that. They're starting to finally figure things out a little bit. But, it's probably going to be too late. Remember the poem that we started this radio program off with tonight? That poem is so true. The fact is, Joe, let me read it again. So many people, so unaware, embraced a salvation that was never there. They believed a message that someone sent, assuring them there was no need to repent. Soon the day cometh when their soul the Lord will require, only to find a place reserved in the burning lake of fire. Now, the Bible teaches that the vast majority of people are going to go to hell. Now, it's written, it's literally spelled out for us. But in that message, Joe, is an opportunity, a get out of hell free card, if the people that read that listen to it, pay attention to it, okay? But they're not going to. No. And so whose fault is it when they end up in hell? And so, again, this is the whole title, the message, that we're looking at is repentance, folks. The reality, a lot of people out there listening tonight, and I hope in all of you that are listening tonight, and I know we always have new listeners all the time, and they're saying, well, I tell you what, here's the way I feel. If you don't believe it, it can't hurt you. What you don't know can't hurt you. Well, what you don't know can kill you. It's happening every day to people, right?
Right.
And so, folks, we're here to try to tell you out there, the message is repent or perish. Joe, if you go all the way back to Genesis, what did Noah? Noah preached for 120 years. What did he reach? Repentance.
Repentance, yep. They did.
You had that fellow.
He made it especially clear on that all those years, and the only ones that did were his own family. Thank goodness they did, right?
Yep. And, in Jesus' day in Judea and Jerusalem, there was a very, very popular fella, but he wasn't in Judea and Jerusalem. Do you know where he was? He was out in the desert, and he was very popular, so popular. The Bible says all of Jerusalem and Judea went out to hear him, walked out in the desert to hear him preach. That was John the Baptist.
Yep.
And he came preaching what?
Repent. The kingdom is coming.
Repent, right.
The Messiah is on his way.
And the very first time Jesus, the very first word that he said was repent. And yet you have the Word of Faith movement and these others today telling people there's repentance is not necessary for salvation. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you know, they are purposely leading people right down the path to the lake of fire, aren't they?
That looks like the only possible answer, right? I see no other possibility than that's what they're trying to do.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say a sinner's prayer, and folks out there, listen, if you don't know how to do it, like the lady, Adam's mother, the one on the sidewalk in the snow, she says, what do I do? And so I'm going to lead in a sinner's prayer. If you're out there listening to me tonight, if you have not ever received Christ as your Savior, this, I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger. It's the Lord. Well, the message is from Him. This may be the last opportunity you have to do this. Some of you may be out in your car driving tonight, heading down that highway, and many of you won't be here come tomorrow. Well, you're going to die. All of us are going to die. Every one of us are going to die. And the Bible says it's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment.
Then the judgment.
And folks, let me tell you, you're either going to heaven or hell. There's no in-between. So if you're listening out there and you'd like to escape that lake of fire, remember this. Christ died upon that cross. He suffered like no man suffered. He had tremendous amount of pain, and he did it, and that would be applied to you. That could be applied to you if you're very sorry. If you're sorry that your sin caused him to suffer that way. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you a sinner. According to thy perfect word, I deserve hellfire. It was my sin that put you upon the cross, Lord Jesus. So, Father God, as I come before you, I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, you took my place. You died a substitutionary death upon that cross. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. Right now, I'm asking you to be the Lord of my life, all of my life, without any reservation. I know that you always honor your commitment. So right now, I know, since I've asked you to be the Lord of my life, since I've asked for forgiveness of my sin, that I'm a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. And I know that I'll be dwelt with the Holy Spirit. And I'm on my road to eternal life. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, we're coming up to that time, Joe, that we come to every night, where we always say, good night. And then for all you folks out there listening, we always ask that God
bless.
Bless. And then we say, always. Let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.